Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram and suddenly you're craving a bowl of avocado toast, even though you just had lunch? Or maybe you've seen a million videos of people trying these crazy new superfoods, and now your fridge is overflowing with kale chips and spirulina powder. Yeah, me too. We live in a world where food has become more than just fuel. It's entertainment, a status symbol, and let's be honest, sometimes just another thing to obsess over thanks to social media. But what happens when the curated perfection of Instagram starts messing with our relationship with real food? That's what we're diving into today, mindful eating in the age of influencers. Now, before you start picturing me as some kind of health guru preaching about kale smoothies, though I do have a killer recipe, hear me out. We're not about demonizing influencers or social media. It can be a great resource for finding healthy recipes and inspiration. But it's all about being aware of the potential downsides and learning to navigate this digital food landscape mindfully. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your relationship with food. 1. Question the aesthetics. Ever notice how most influencer-approved meals look almost too good to be true? That's because they often are. Think about it, a perfectly plated avocado toast with vibrant green matcha latte in the background. That's not exactly everyday life, right? So, don't let these curated images create unrealistic expectations. Remember, food should nourish your body and soul, not just look good for the gram. 2. Focus on whole foods. Social media is filled with trendy diet fads and superfoods. While some of them can be beneficial, it's important to remember that a balanced diet primarily consists of whole, unprocessed foods. Fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. These are the building blocks for a healthy body and mind, and they don't require fancy plating or special hashtags. 3. Listen to your body. This is crucial. Learn to recognize your body's hunger cues and fullness signals. Don't eat just because you see someone else eating, or because you feel pressured to keep up with the latest food trends. Take time to savor each bite, pay attention to how your body feels, and stop when you're comfortably satisfied. 4. Unfollow food-focused accounts. If you find yourself constantly comparing your meals or feeling anxious about what you should be eating, it might be time to take a step back from those food-focused accounts. Follow inspiring individuals who promote balance, self-love, and realistic approaches to health and wellness. 5. Remember the joy of eating. Food should be an enjoyable experience. Take the time to savor the flavors, textures, and aromas of your meals. Engage all your senses and appreciate the simple act of nourishment. Whether it's a home-cooked meal with loved ones or a picnic in the park, make mindful eating a priority and rediscover the joy of nourishing your body. Speaking of rediscovering the joy of eating, I have a confession to make. This past weekend, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I came across this video of someone making these incredible homemade pizzas with fresh sourdough crusts. Now, I'm a pretty good pizza maker myself, but this one looked next level. So, naturally, I had to try it. I spent the afternoon in the kitchen, experimenting with different toppings and dough recipes, channeling my inner Italian chef. It was a truly mindful experience, focusing on each step of the process, enjoying the aroma of freshly baked bread, and savoring every bite of the final product. It reminded me that sometimes, the best way to counter the digital noise is to get back to basics and reconnect with the simple pleasures in life, like making a delicious homemade pizza from scratch. So, remember folks, don't let social media dictate your relationship with food. Be mindful of what you consume, both online and offline. Choose real ingredients, listen to your body, and enjoy the journey of nourishing yourself. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you found it inspiring and helpful. If you have any thoughts or questions about mindful eating in the age of social media, hit me up on Twitter at Digital Minimalism Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it real, keep it minimal, and keep those plates delicious.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.